It's the return of the corner with ham.
Thank you, Mr. Monto. So, over the last couple days, end of the year coming around, so we decided to do Drop of the Year on Monday, E-Break of the Year yesterday, and the best of the rest today, which is the NIT Break, hosted by one, Justin Montemayor, on Sweet Spot.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So, these were the ones that didn't win the big one, but still hold a place in our heart, and still were great. So, I'll give you five candidates. I don't know if you vote them on or whatever. I don't care.
What?
Candidate number one, Bob Sturm. Bob, history buff. He'll reference old players on you. I didn't know this was a proper nickname for Joe Jackson, the old Black Sox scandal back in 1919, I believe.
Shoeless Joe.
Shoeless Joe. That's not what Bob called him.
So we go round and round trying to guess. We each get one guess. He pulled DJ into the game, actually pulled everybody into the game because we couldn't get it. We're going round and round. He mentioned it was a baseball scandal.
A baseball scandal. How many can you name off the top of your head?
The Black Sox one.
Right. Do you think I played with Shoeless
Oh. Whoa.
Shoot. All right, please get that one.
No, you can't get that one.
Shoeless.
It wasn't his name, Bob.
Joe Jackson.
Or as he's known around the Sturm household, I guess.
Shoeless.
Okay. All right.
Ah, shocking. What's on Bob's mind?
Who knows?
What's he thinking of?
Find out next.
Just two words you can't transpose like that. Doesn't work.
It was the Danny Farquhar, I believe, is who he golfed with, not Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Thank you.
See, now we have to even catch ourselves saying it the normal way.
What way would I say it? The way Bob did?
Well, yes.
Demonstrate.
Right there.
That was Canada World.
All right. Calm down in there.
Candidate number two.
Alf is Jewish? Anyway.
Candidate number
breaking
two.
Breaking news.
I'm just kidding.
Deddy.
Oh.
Arthur Dedimore, who's not here. Back at the very beginning of the year, users came back from their Christmas holiday asking the crew just a simple question. Did you have wrapped or unwrapped Christmas gifts? Here is Daddy's response.
In our circle here,
yeah.
George, how did Santa bring your gifts?
Unwrapped.
Right.
Yeah.
Santa brought my gifts unwrapped. Gordo?
Santa's unwrapped. Family stuff is wrapped.
Yes. That's how mm-hmm. I've polled a bunch of people up here. Baldy, Tyler, Daddy, how did Santa bring your gifts when you were young?
Santa brought my gifts for my sister and I early. We had a special deal with Santa, at least my parents did, apparently, because we celebrated Christmas at our house before we went to Indiana for actual Christmas.
I thought it was just wrapped or unwrapped.
Yeah. Did he wrap or unwrap the gift?
Wrapped.
Okay, wrapped.
Tyler?
Wrap.
Wrapped?
Yes.
Ryan?
Unwrapped.
Sorry
unwrapped.
For the exposition.
Okay, so it's 4-2.
Okay, boy. How is Deddy supposed to know? He's only supposed to give the one-word answer. There were no examples right before him or anything.
Well, there's three.
Well, uh-oh. I can go ahead and tell you right after that, Tyler and Baldy were not going to break the rule.
I had a whole story set up, too, and Deddy ruined it.
Tear
up
your notes. You may have wanted to set the scene in the Baldwin household, but Deddy let you know, nope. One word, that's all they need.
Well, on leap years, our cousins actually visit for Christmas. No! So whenever they
let me take
there.
You back to 1981, back in Indiana, where, they didn't want any of that.
But that is NIT break candidate number two, Deddy Raptor Unwrapped.
God, Gordon was so put out.
It has to go far for them to call you out like that, but it's like, are you ever going to get to it?
Candidate number three. This happened during Sen News, so I'm charging this to Monty.
No.
Out in the hall, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We had Mickey Mouse in the hall. We heard from his friend Goofy or Eberflus or whoever that was earlier. Mickey was out in the hall, and something happened at the very beginning of your news.
We had some stoner dressed up in a Mickey Mouse getup or whatever walking around.
This
wasn't
smell.
The officially licensed from Disney From Disney World, Mickey Mouse.
Was a knockoff?
This was some dude that took time off from delivering pizzas.
This the one you see like on the New York streets usually?
Could be.
This was full-blown Mickey.
And instead of doing his job, Mickey ran off to go take a picture with him like a 7-year-old.
We'll talk a little Rangers coming up next, but right now it's 2:19 on a Thursday. So let's slide into those DMs, and Justin sends us news.
Hey, Monty, send news.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Justin.
Let's start with a couple of sports stories here in the news as we start with the... Give me one sec while I turn the bed down.
Yeah,
I just went to take a photo with Mickey Mouse.
What? Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold the music down all the way.
I gotta scoot over. Hold on.
Hold on.
What is happening?
Wait, it's 2 feet from you. Do we need to... Lando, go in there and turn the bed down. Or is Lando busy too? Okay.
They both left to go take a photo with effing Mickey Mouse.
Okay, I need a timeout. Okay, I need a new sweet spot timeout. Why is Mickey Mouse
I don't know.
At the station?
But I got the word from both of them, hey, we're doing news here, right? Yeah, we've been doing news at the same time for 2 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. 2:15 every Thursday.
Well, we're going to go run and take a photo with Mickey Mouse. We'll be right back. I didn't realize that meant during the ticker.
All right. Ham is... That's a 2-minute minor on Ham.
Worth it.
And then you came back and had the still... same terrible excuse of I had to go take a photo with Mickey Mouse.
He was only out there for a couple minutes. I didn't want to miss this opportunity.
As the segment started,
it was like the
you had it handled.
It was like the video game menu screen music was just on the loop.
I'm trying
blaring.
To let DFW what's going on in the world.
What's going on with planes?
Then you hear give me one.
Defeated.
The real disheveled.
Well, like, because you know, now I've got to inconvenience myself to go over and turn it down.
Well, and as Mino said, it is kind of close, but I do have to take my brakes off and wheel over there and turn it down. It isn't just a quick little knob I press.
That was candidate number 3 for NIT.
Idiot. Ham.
Thank you.
Right. Candidate.
Yeah, that's on Ham.
Candidate number 4. This is Dave. Dave, who's doing the news. Leave e-news. His brain broke, and he was struggling to reconnect and have his synapses fire in his head.
What's wrong with him?
What's going on with Deebs?
Beaver. It's embarrassing.
Didn't he post something, too, that freaked people out?
I don't know. But, yeah, he's kind of a hot mess right now. Speaking of hot messes, we have a couple to kind of put a button on Monday's. E-news.
Go
Sorry.
On. Go on.
Synapses are crashing.
Restart the engine.
Yeah. Can I get a power up? Yeah, thank you. Shannon Sharp is being sued again.
Gosh. It's like he was... Was he reading something?
Off the cuff, I believe.
Weird.
Speaking of hot messes, we have a couple to kind of put a button on Monday's E-news.
Go on.
And it's so long, I can't even play the whole thing as a drop.
Gosh, for real. Good stuff.
We have a couple.
And then candidate number
God,
5.
Not again.
Corby, during this also might have been e-news, was distracted about panties you could pee in that he saw on TV.
Post Malone has shocked his fans by appearing in a new campaign for Kim Kardashian's Skims.
Skims?
This is her underwear.
That you can
company.
Pee in?
What? Skims. What is...
Isn't there a...
Depends?
Are you guys just trying to stop down the show?
What's the panties that we see up here on TV that... that you can leak into and...
On the panty channel?
They're called
that
something.
That you always put on?
You tell us, Grandpa.
Why don't you Google panties you can leak into?
So when I get in the wreck, and then my kids get my computer, and the last thing that I search...
Oh, Dad.
Oh, Daddy. Dad.
Milchick gay, and then panties you can leak into.
Yeah, there's something.
What a weird search history.
Quince or slips or something. Go ahead. I'll find it.
Oh, okay.
Ugh. What kind of old man TV programs is Corby watching where there's panty pee ads?
I don't know. If I need to ask Bob about the panty channel.
But NIT break of the year.
That's on the highest tier of FUBO.
Boy,
that's
guess.
Whenever you get access to the panty channel.
I remember as a kid always watching the TV guide, waiting for that to scroll down and see what's on the panty channel right now.
Yeah, if you had a subscription as long as Bob did, do you have access to the panty channel?
He's got to.
He has to.
Oh, yeah, he pays for everything. All right, if we're voting, I vote for Bob and Shoeless Joe Jackson.
If I were to vote, I would vote for Daddy Wrapped Unwrapped.
Daddy Wrapped Unwrapped.
Baldy?
It's got to be Daddy.
Creighton? Oh, yeah.
Daddy.
Sound like Jake a spite King. Vote.
Dump that, brother.
Yeah. All right. I got outvoted, but I'll gladly hand it to Daddy. All
the
right.
NIT break winner of the year.
There he is. The great Jacob Dedamore.